late. Welcome back to the DriveCast and welcome to the first DriveCast of 2025. Happy New Year. So thankful that you've chosen to join us today. My name is Paul, and I'm the teaching pastor at Marion. Today we are in Mark 10, 35 through 45. I'm not going to read all of the verses for us, but I'm going to read a good section of them. And there's some good, of course, content here for us to think through, pray about, meditate on as we go into our day. It says this, starting in verse 35, again, Mark chapter 10. It says, And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." I'll just pause there. That is a really bold way to approach Jesus. It reminds me of my 4 and 6-year-old sons who will at times say, "Daddy, I have a question for you." And whatever the question is, you have to answer yes. You know, it's like, okay, it's sort of funny when they're 4 and 6 years old and sweet. But when they're young men, grown men like James and John here asking this of Jesus, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. The sheer audacity of you is insane. It's encouraging in a sense because it reveals just the humanness of the apostles and just how at times self-absorbed they can be, which is an encouragement to us. It's encouragement to me because Jesus is patient. He is kind, just as he is with us. Anyway, he responds with this, and he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" I think it's amazing that he doesn't rebuke them. He just says, "Okay, what do you want?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." Again, a very bold ask. And Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." So Jesus doesn't outright rebuke them, but he does correct them. What we see is the rest of the disciples, they hear this request from James and John, and they get frustrated and they get angry. And then Jesus comes back and he says this in 42. And Jesus called them to him and he said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be the first among you must be slave of all, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Our default, like the default of James and John, is to be in position of power and control and authority. Not necessarily always from a position standpoint. What I mean by that is I don't think all of us seek power, authority, and control in the workplace. I don't think many of us seek power, authority, control in the political landscape, things like that. But I do think we often allow ourselves to slip into a desire for power, authority, control within our immediate relationships, our families. It's really easy to desire what we want, when we want, how we want from those we're around the most. And Jesus essentially says, look, that's the way of the world. But the way of Christ, the way of a Christian, the way of me is that the first would become last, that whoever would be great among you must be your servant, as he says in 43. And then he says, "For even the Son of Man Even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And his ultimate form of service," he then says, "is to give his life as a ransom for many." And so this is a good opportunity for us as we start out this new year to say, hey, what is my overarching heart motivation in things? Am I seeking to be served, or am I living in the economy of Christ and seeking to serve? Greatness, if you will, is not about position, authority, title. It's about following the pattern of our Savior who humbly laid down his life as a ransom for many. And so today I want to lead us into a time of prayer and reflection, just to ask the Lord if there are any motivations of ours that are out of alignment with him. If there's anything within us that really desires to be in a position of power, control, and authority for our own gain. And would we lay that down and ask the Lord instead, how can I serve those around me? How can I serve my family, love and honor my family well? And so Jesus, we do pray that this morning. We ask that you would give us hearts of humility, that pattern or patterned after Jesus. And the way that we can receive that heart is through faith in you, by looking ultimately to the cross, understanding that we have deserved nothing and yet we've been given everything. We've been given forgiveness for our sins. We've been adopted into your family. We have been granted to be in your presence. You have given us your Holy Spirit. So many incredible blessings are ours through faith in Christ. And so then would you allow us by the empowerment of your Holy Spirit to serve? Would we take steps, God, to see the needs of others, serve those needs humbly and faithfully for the glory of Christ, for our good? It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.